Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. We're holding at the very top of the Omid a brand new Mishnah, where the Mishnah for the first time throughout our Masechta identifies the difference between a Machmas and a Marcheshes. We already had back on the base daf Gimel of our Masechta that there is a difference between the two, but the Gemara never delineated the differences, and for the first time our Mishnah delineates them. If a person says Harei Olai to bring a Minchas Machvas, he shouldn't bring a Minchas Marcheshes. If he says I'm bringing Bamarcheshes, he shouldn't bring a Minchas Machvas. So you're going to ask me, nu, what's the Nafkimina? Ma bein Machvas leMarcheshes. So now we have a Machlokes. The Tanakam Rabbi Yosi Glili holds Marcheshes Yesh lo Kisui, Machvas Ein lo Kisui. Dibri Rabbi Yosi Glili. Bottom line, Rabbi Yosi Glili says the two Kalim are basically interchangeable. The Nafkimin is that a Marcheshes has a cover, and a Machvas doesn't have a cover. I'm sure you have in your home some pots and pans, some with covers, some without covers. Marcheshes with a cover, Machvas without a cover. How does Rabbi Yosi Aglili know that? We'll see in Miyat Hashem in the Gemara.
Send the puzzle.
Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel oimer, Marcheshes amuka umaseh ha-roichshin, while Machvas tzofa umaseh ha-koshin. This description of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is the, shall I say, the more popular one, in the sense Rashi brings it already in Chemish, in describing the Machvas and Marcheshes, and throughout the Masech, that's the assumption that that's the Nafkimina between the Marcheshes and the Machvas. Marcheshes is a Mukha, it's a deeper pot, and therefore the oil in it is a deep fry. Umaseh Roichshin. Roichshin means that when you go and put food items in it, such as the Korban Mincha, to go and cook, then it sizzles, it bubbles, the oil moves. If you've ever been to a pizza store and you see that how they go and cook French fries, they put French fries in such a deep fry, where as soon as they put the potatoes in, you see them all starting to sizzle and to bubble and to move around. So the rachash is to move. In fact, Rashi says that rachash comes from the word Shkotzim urimosim. Rimosim are creeping critters. Shkotzim urimosim. And remes mitargeminon rachshin. Rachshin is also part of the niggun that we sing on Friday night. Anyway.
Schedule.
Anyway, so rachshin is like rimosim. Just like rimosim are creeping critters, they move around. So also, the rachshin, it kind of moves around. It bubbles, it sizzles, it moves. The Machvas, on the other hand, is tzofa. Tzofa from Lashon of floating. And therefore what it means is that the Machvas is not a deep fry, deep pot, but rather it's like a pan. Umaseh koshin. And as a result, the things that you cook in it get harder. The reason why you get harder is because when you have a deep fry, all of the oil is accumulated together. And it remains in place. And of course, some of it gets absorbed into the food, but otherwise it stays inside the pot. Masha'inkin, here we're talking about a pan where the walls of the pan are relatively short, so that the fire is very close to them. In fact, it might not even be so much of a pan as much as perhaps more like a grill. And therefore, when you go and put on top of it, for instance, those of you that have ever cooked an omelette, you can go and put an omelette inside a frying pan, but if you ever go to one of these fancy brisim or whatever, sometimes they don't even put it into a frying pan. They just go and put it into a hot piece of metal, put on top of it a little bit of oil, and then they put the egg on top of it. So you see, you don't need for something like that a pan, a pot. So that's more.
Sauté pan, you have today.
Sauté pan?
A sauté pan.
A sauté pan. Oh, see, a sauté pan. Exactly. That's a sauté pan. Anyway. So it's tzofa, since it's flat. Then umaseh koshin, a lot of the oil burns away, or it kind of spreads out, it doesn't stay in one place. And therefore, whatever you're cooking, whatever you're frying, is going to have more of a firmer, harder texture. Good. That's the nafkimina. So now we go back to the Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who said the nafkimina is between whether it has a kisui or it doesn't have a kisui. My tabi Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Ilema marcheshes. The asio arachushe halev. Maybe the reason why, if it has a cover, it's called a marcheshes, because it comes on the rechush elev. What means rechush elev? Like it says in the pasuk, rochash libi dover toif. It arose in my heart a good idea, a good concept. Oh, so that's the Rachash Libi. And from there, the word Marcheshes is similar to the word Rachash. And therefore, what's the similarity? Just like the heart is enclosed, you don't see the heart. You know a person has a heart, but it's enclosed by the various cavities and the various ribs and the body that encloses it. So since it happens to be enclosed, a marcheshes is something that has a cover to it. It's closed. Maybe the machbas comes from the utterances of the mouth. The word machbas and machbue being similar, not totally similar, but the Gemara says, amri inchi, like people have an expression, menabeach nevuchi. Now normally menabeach nevuchi, when it's brought in the Gemara, means the barking of a dog. What does the barking have to do with a person? So notice that there happens to be a gimel here, the Shita Mekubetzes, who takes out the nun and makes it mabach buchi. His mabach buchi means the utterances that a person makes with his mouth. Aha. Therefore, since the word is mabach, the word mabach is similar to the word machvas. The beis and the ches are changeable, are inverted. Instead of mem ches beis, mabach is mem beis ches. But the Gemara considers that to be sufficiently similar that perhaps that's the derivative or that's the interpretation of the word machvas, that it comes from the utterances of the mouth. We know that the mouth does not have any covering over it, except for the lips, but nothing beyond that. Ah, so this for a marcheshes, which has to do with the heart. The heart has a clothing over it. It's enclosed in the body cavity. That's why it's called a marcheshes. Machvas is nothing over it, closing it up and covering it. So therefore, that's why the machvas is talking about beloy kisui. L'choy, that's the pshat. But frankly, more, if that's the case, em ipcha, I can go and say punk faker too. Machvas ta'asi amachbuya ha'lev, techsiv lomanach beis levreich. It says, by Lovan, he said to Yaakov Avinu, Lamanach Beis Levreich, why did you go and plot and scheme to go and run away and to flee without telling me? Oh, so we see Nachbeis has to do with plans that you put together in your heart, that you plot in your heart. Ah, so Nachbeis has something to do with Nachbui Halev. And Marchesh is Asya Aruchushi. Marchesh comes from Aruchushi, from utterances of the mouth. Kiri Amri Inchi have a Marachshan Svase, that his lips were mumbling, were moving. So therefore, if you're basing it on similarities between Rachash and Leiv and Beh, I could say Afakertus for him. Then Machvas should be called Machvas because it's Machbui HaLeiv, and therefore Leiv, which has a cover to it, the body cavity, Machvas should also require a cover. And Marchesh is the other way around. Since it's on Rechushe Svasayim, where people mumble with their lips and they utter something or they say something, nu oy bazoy, and that should be without a cover, just like the mouth doesn't have a proper cover to it. So I can say punk vaket in the svar Rabbi Yosef Lee that the marcheshes should not have a kisui and a machvas should have a kisui. Says Yimor, you're right. Al Gemara Gemara, I taka don't have any strong rayas from the actual lashon from any psukim. Poshib shad is azoy begat bekabbalah. That's what Rabbi Yosef Glide learned from his father, or from his Rebbe, and from his Rebbe, and from his Rebbe, that the Marcheshes and Machvas in the Bismigdish, one had a cover, and one did not have a cover. Good. Now, since we're talking about Marachshon Tzvase, which means that the lips are moving, it's very moving that we're learning this Gemara today, at the very beginning of Chodesh Marcheshven, on Gimel Marcheshven, the Yotzat and Heilig Original. What is so special about that? Because the Yismach Yisrael brings here, b'shem the Koshin Tzemagid, b'shem the Koshin Tzemagid, Zeichat Tzadik Levrucha, lama nikrishmoy mar cheshvin, why is the month of cheshvin called mar cheshvin? Sh'at filois mehayomim noiroim misrachshin oid b'svasad Yisrael. Even here very often Friday night, as the Chazan is, or the Baal Tfila is doing his thing, very often people will start remembering the Nigunim of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur, of the Yom Tovim, and kind of with a fondness, oh, those Lishoinis and those Nigunim that they had. So therefore, Marcheshen comes to Marachshen Tzvasei, that the person's mouth continues mumbling some of the Tfilis, some of the Nigunim that they learned and that they sang during Yom Neroim and Sukkis. That's why Marcheshen, Marachshen Tzvasei, that's the, if you want to...
Yes, please.
Sure, my pleasure. Grade brings the Yismach Yisro brings it from the Kosher Tzemagid. I heard last week from the Bechucharuv, Vishem the Heidegger Rishonah. Today's origin is Yotzat, but I never saw it, the Chsav b'shem derishna. That was only Turdish about that. And Reb David Diamond will point out to us that the Rishna, one of his many children and progeny, was the Heilige Chartkeva, and Reb David is a greater Chartkeva chusid, even though Mendy left it out in his memoir.
Because there's no Rebbe, Mendy's
right, Rebbe. Light. Anyway, continuing on the verse. So that was Reb Yosef Gnidi. Now we get to Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel says the Nafkimit is between Amuk and between Tzofa. So the Gemara, Marcheshes Amuka Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Naase B'Marcheshes U'V'Machvas. The Pasuk is referring to different Karbonos Mincha. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Tzav. It's number 3 on the Torah Or HaSholem of the beautiful Gemara that Reb David was Menadet. It says, V'chol Mincha Asher Te'ofe Batanur, V'chol Naase B'Marcheshes V'Al Machvas. La'koyin Makrav Oysa Loisiyah, the Koyin gets all of the Shiorei Menachis. Now the question is, why the Torah use the expression Nasa bar marcheshes, the al machvas? Says he, I'll tell you why. Marcheshes amuka dechsev chol Nasa bar marcheshes. You make the korban mincha inside the kli marcheshes. How do you do it inside the kli? Because since it's a deep pot, it's easy to put the mincha inside the marcheshes. However, machvas tzofa, machvas which happens to be floating, in other words, it's quite flat, it does not have big walls. Then you put it al machvas, almost like a grill that you go and put it down on it, as opposed to putting it in it, you put it on it. So that's a raya to B'chirin Gamliel, that this is Amuka and this is Tzofa. Tana Rabbana. See, Mara now brings a very interesting shayla. What happens bizman hazeh, someone says, Hari olai marcheshes. Now, marcheshes could mean two things. It could mean the kli marcheshes itself, in which the carbon mincha was cooked, or it could mean a reference to the minchas marcheshes, the mincha that you brought in the marcheshes. Notice in our Mishnah, the Lashon of Mishnah was, ha'oyme hari olai b'machvas, or hari olai b'marcheshes. Oh, so what do you mean b'machvas marcheshes? What do you normally cook, fry, prepare in a machvas marcheshes? The kar mincha. So we know we're talking about the kar mincha. But here the person didn't say b'marcheshes, he said marcheshes itself. V'shami omrim, a person that says, I'm going to go and be menadev marcheshes, he has to go and put aside the funds that he wants to use to go and buy the marcheshes until Yo Navi comes and explains what the halacha is. Why? What's the problem? Do I say the marcheshes is called al shem the kli, or al shem ma'aseyan? In other words, when a person says harle marcheshes, what do the chachamim say? Does that mean the kli marcheshes? Or does that mean the minchas marcheshes? Presumably the kli marcheshes is worth much more money than the minchas marcheshes. I don't know what he took upon himself. Now you're going to say, why don't you go and ask him? Okay, number one, it could be the person has amnesia. He doesn't remember. In fact, the gizbar comes over to him a month later and said, don't you remember on Simchas Torah you pledged to go and give marcheshes? I don't remember. But God, if you say so, I'm going to go and pay. How much do I have to pay? I don't know. Is it a marcheshes which costs $500 a new kli? Or is it the minchel marcheshes which costs $10? I don't know. Actually, or it could also be, when you have these types of shaylas, sometimes the sforim say that he says, harilai marcheshes, and whatever the chacham tell me, whatever the roof tells me, that's what I'm going to go and give. So he leaves it kind of to das Rabbi Seinu, that they have to decide. So Rabbi Seinu say, I'm not sure, because I don't know whether marcheshes objectively, I don't mean subjective, what this person had in mind or what he thought, since he leaves it to chum to determine whatever he is responsible to go and pay. So I don't know, is he responsible to pay the marcheshes itself, or the mincha that you produce in the marchesh? And of course the same shalom, gabi the machlas. Beisil said, no, I don't have a shalom. Beisil omrim kli hoye b'mikdush marcheshes shema. There was a kli in the b'mikdush that was called the marcheshes. V'doim and it looked like him min kalbus omuk. What's heis the kalbus omuk? So if you look in the Rashi, Rashi says kalbus gluon, where you see that picture there. Shame kli osui kimin ken machva shalanu. It's similar to our pans. Vadoifin the emtsois kalapipinim. There was some sort of wall in between. I'm not sure what that means. Umetsuya toichoi gumois gumois. And it had in it holes. Now it doesn't mean real holes, because it had a hole, then all of the oil and all the mincha and everything else would all drip out. But it really means indentations. And for that, we have over here a little show and tell, if you will, I brought as a cupcake pan, which is similar to, but not identical with the Rashi, because the Rashi is, of course, circular, and this happens to be rectangular, but you get the idea. And Barry just took a picture of it. So the point is, this says gumais means
full service stuff. You only hear
exactly indentations, in which you would go and make, for instance, cupcakes or cookies or whatever women make with these things, or what bakers make with these things. Anyway, that's what.
She's ready as a barrier because she has such a pain in the house.
Can I know she's a barrier for many more reasons? But anyway, the mas is kimin kalbus omuk. Because you botzek munach betoychai, when you put botzek and you put dough inside this kalbus, inside just a cupcake pan. Or hakarsim. You know what comes out? It looks like tapuchim. Tapuchim are apples that come from barsi or karsi. You say, why do I say karsi? It says barsi. But you all remember we had this expression already of tapuchai karsi. Where did we have that expression? Back when we were learning about the menorah. Where did we learn about the menorah? If you turn back to daf, I think it's chavtes and alei.
Chavtes.
One of the two. Take a look. Oh, Chav Chesamid Beis. If you look Chav Chesamid Beis, Kamin Koyach. If you look six lines at the bottom of the Amud, Kaf Toirim Lomahin Doimin, or Lomahin Doimin, Kimun Tapich Tapuche Yakarsim. They look like the apples that come from Karsim. Zutrashi in the last line, Tapuche Yakarsim. Welcome, that's the name of a place. Tapuche Karsim. Aha. So if you're ever wondering, what did the Kaf Toirim on the Menorah look like? What are these karsium apples? Oh, I can tell you. I have over here this kalbus amuk. And when you put the botzik b'tzoycha, you put the dough inside. After it bakes, it comes out. It looks like beautiful tapuche, karsium, such beautiful apples. Okay, zeyesha. Ukimin, and what else do they look like? Like blute hayivonim. What says blute? Rashi says blute means kastanyan. What's mine kastanyan? Those are chestnuts. What size chestnuts? Sometimes you smell it here on Broadway. You have these peddlers that they go and sell chestnuts, which are roasting. Many people like the aroma. Anyway, so castanian are chestnuts, and chestnuts also, if you remember what they look like, I guess they look like, in a sense, like small balls. And therefore, once again, that's the botzek munapatoichai comes out and looks like a zachabluta yavanim. Aha. Okay, so bottom line, what Beis Hillel is trying to tell us with all of his very graphic descriptions of the Marcheshes is, there's really no suffix. We're not talking about the Mincha. We're talking about the Kli Marcheshes itself, and I've already described it to you in great detail. The Oimer, and I have arrived from the Pasik too. The Chol Nasa Ba Marcheshes, the Al Machvas, a Mincha that you made inside a Marcheshes. That's how the Pasik begins. The Chol Mincha Asheti of Batanar, the Chol Nasa Ba Marcheshes Al Machvas, a Mincha which is made in the Marcheshes. It's not that the Mincha is a Marcheshes. It's a mincha which is made in a marcheshes. Ah, and therefore, alma al shema kelim nikru. The reason why people colloquially refer to the mincha as marcheshes is because it's a mincha which is made in a marcheshes. So when you say the word marcheshes, you don't mean the mincha, you mean the kli, the kelim in which the marcheshes is made. Okay, so al tzai yit, al tzai fine. Now we continue on to the next Mishnah Rabbi Yisai Zok, the Mishnah. Now we just finished with Machvas and Marcheshes, and we go on to the Minchas Ma'afei Tanur. So what's the din of Minchas Ma'afei Tanur? Zokti mora harilai betanur, lo yovi ma'afei kupach, v'lo ma'afei ru'ofim, u ma'afei yoyroi sa'arvim. If you want to go and bring a Ma'afei Tanur, you know what you got to go and bring? One that comes from an oven, which is called a tanner. Don't bring a mafi kupach, which is similar to a tanner, but much smaller than a tanner. I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, isn't there something called a kiraim, a kira? What's the difference between a kira and a tanner and a... I'm sorry?
It's like double, isn't it?
What's double?
The kira is double the...
Actually, it's the other way around. The Tanner is double the Kira.
It's a Gemara and Shabbos.
Oh, so where's the Gemara and Shabbos?
The third parak.
Okay, so just coincidentally, I happen to have in my lap over here a Gemara Masechta Shabbos on Daf Lamed Ches. Thank you very much. And in fact, what's the name of the parak?
Akira.
Parak Akira, exactly. Parak Akira. So what's the Dor in the Gemara? The Gemara talks about a Tanur, and it also talks about a Kupach, and it also talks about a Kirayim. So what's the difference between a Kira, a Tanner, and a Kupach? So Zokter Rashi, Rashi says that a Kupach is Orkoi Kirochpoi, it's square, the Ein Boi Ela Kishior Shvisas kedera achas. Since it's so small, you only put down one pot at a time. Kira yesh ba shvisa shtei kederes. Kira, however, is double the size of the kupach. You can go and put in two kederes. Okay, so that's the kira and the kupach. What's the tanner? Says Rashi, tanner is similar to the kira. However, it took shekotzar lemala v'rochav lemata. In other words, all the others just have kind of a cube shape. You go and put the pot into this oven. On the bottom of the oven, you have the fuel,
the coals,
otozoi. That's the same in all of them. However, in the case of the tanner, it's kotzer lamala. As you go up, it's not a cube. It has a smaller opening at the top, roch of lamata, and it's wider on the bottom to go and put the pots down. Niklat choyma letoichoy tvei mikira. So therefore, it becomes much hotter than the kira. Kira only goes up twice to 200 degrees, and the tanner goes up to 450 degrees because it's much more enclosed as a result of the fact that it comes up like a triangle of sorts, where the top of it gets narrower and narrower. Just like this week's Sedra, the case of the Teva, which was also Roch of Lamata and Kotzer Lamata. Good. So anyways, if you say a Mafet Taner, it's got to be a Taner. What about this Kupach, which is much smaller and has a different shape? Zokti Mishnah? No, Mafet Kupach is Nisht. If you went and baked your Mincha in the Kupach, no good. Vilei Mafet Ofen. Ofen means tiles. Tiles means that it's very, very hot tiles, like a hot blech on the top of a stove. If you want to go and bake it on top of those hot tiles, no good. Umafe yoyres arvim. Yoyres are pots. Arvim means they belong to the Arabs. Now what was so special about the Arabian pots? They used to go and bake chalos or lechem or cake inside a pot. Most bakers today and most bakers of yesteryear, they baked inside an oven. However, you can also bake on top of the stove. And in fact, years gone by, when people did not have self-cleaning ovens, and therefore they weren't able to go and kasher the ovens for Pesach, what happens if they wanted to go and make a cake at home? They would use something called a wundertop. A wundertop means it was a pot that you put on top of the fire, on top of the stove, and you can go and cook or bake a cake inside it with a special cover. It had a hole in the middle. It was very interesting. The women of yesteryear will remember, even some of today. Anyway, so this type of yoyra arvim, although it's a pot, you could theoretically bake a cake inside the pot as opposed to baking it inside the oven. Zok de Mishnah, no good. If you said mafe taner, don't bring for mafe yoyra arvim. The Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Re'ofim and the Yoyrois. He only disagrees on the Kupach case. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rotzeh maybe Mafei Kupach. If he wants to, he could bring a Mafei Tanur or a Mafei Kupach. Those are both good. What's this for? Rabbi Yehuda will see in the Gemara because he has a limit from a Pasuk. Now the Mishnah finishes off, and we already touched on this already a couple of times with Mendi, with Rapapa. Hari Olai Minchas Ma'afei Lo Yovi Mechze Chalus and Mechze Rechikin. The Torah talks about a Ma'afei Taner. In fact, the Lashon of the Pasuk is in number 4 here in the Torah Arashalim. V'chisakrev Karben Mincha Ma'afei Taner Soilus Chalus Matzis Belulois Beshemen Urekikei Matzis Meshuchem Bashamen. The machloik is between the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, which the Gemara will identify as Reb Yehuda, and maybe this is a continuation of the same Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon is, if a person says, I'm going to bring a Korban Ma'afei Taner, what does he bring? Does he bring only Chalois Matzis Belulus B'Shemen? Does he bring only Rekike Matzis Meshuchem B'Shemen? Or does he bring both? Now, the Gemara will tell us later that the number of Chalois that you have to bring is 10. And this is what we had already 2 times in our parak. We can have again Mitchum in the next parak. Kol menachis bo is eser. All menachis come in tens. Aha. Okay, so then you have to bring l'chayre 10 chalois or 10 rikikim. Rabbi Shimon is going to say you can go and bring 5 chalois and 5 rikikim as a third option. Ezok the Mishnah. Harilai minchas mafe lo yobi mechze chalois mechze rikikim. It's one or the other. Either 10 chalis matzois or 10 rekike matzois. Well, Reb Shimon says, no, mitneisha karben echad, you can go and bring 5 chalis plus 5 rekike, and they add up to 10. Och git. Rekike has a wafer-like type of substance, similar to a matzah. Chalis is much thicker, but again, these are chalis matzois. We're not talking about the normal chalis that we have for Shabbos, which are chametz. We're talking chalis, which are matzahs. probably something similar to the Taman Matzahs. You may or may not have ever seen a Taman Matzah, but the matzahs that the Yemenites use is much, much thicker than our matzahs.
It's like a pita, but it doesn't have any tam.
Aha, it doesn't have any tam. Okay.
They sell them frozen.
And no cheese on it.
They sell them frozen in Eretz Yisrael.
Really?
They don't have a very long shelf life.
Very good. So you heard it now from Revelia. He told us about how you can go and get Yemenite matzahs in Eretz Yisrael, which are thicker and which are frozen. The Torah says it says Tana twice, one in Parshas Vayikra and one in Parshas Tzav, says Rashi. Why does it say it twice? Kupach is similar enough to a Tana, as is Ochkit. Doesn't have to be Mamish a Tana, Kupach is also good. After all, the whole difference between a Kupach and a Tana explains Rashi, so the Kupach is a Kleinschige Tana. It's not a big Tana, it's a small Tana. Oh, small Tana is also good. Reb Shimon Oymer, Tana, Tana, Shnei Pa'amim, Echad Shetei Afiyosim B'tana, V'Echad Shetei Hekdeshim B'tana. So on the surface, what Reb Shimon is saying is, number one, the Mafi Tana means you got to bake this Mincha Tana. That's what Mafi Tana means. And also the second time it says Tana is to tell you that the Kedusha attaches in a Tana. What Reb Shimon means to say is that you don't necessarily have to have a Mincha placed in a Kli Shares. You can go and take your Karban Mincha and mix it with your Shemen on a tavla. We already had this in the Gemara before. Tavla means like a piece of hide or piece of leather. In other words, like on the table, on the tish, and you can go and mish everything together. It doesn't have to be dafka klisharis, because the midas hayovish of the isorayim, according to Reb Shimon, was not niskadish. So therefore, the hektation happens in the Tana. The Tana gives it kedusha, and that's why it says Tana twice. Afraid Gemara. That doesn't sound right. Hold that way. But then we learned in the mission of Shimon Oymer. La'olam havi rogil loymar shtei alechem alechem aponim ksheiris bazara ukshiris bebeis pagi. The shtei alechem alechem aponim are kosher not only inside the azara. In other words, lechem aponim, you took it out of the heichal, it's now in the azara. The shtei alechem is in the azara, not only kosher bazara, they're also kosher bebeis pagi. Beis pagi is outside of the azara, and l'choira it should become posel the yoytze. It went out of the azara.
Right.
So why does it say it's kosher based pagi? The choyer mushdoch zayim that Reb Shimon holds that the tanner is not mikadish the shtei lechem and the lechem upon him, and therefore there is no psul yoytze. But didn't Reb Shimon just say now that once you baked it, egdeshim b'tanner, so it's kadosh, and now it's baked because we're talking about the shtei lechem and lechem upon him which are already baked, and you're taking it out, shteitz doesn't become posel b'yoytze. Isn't that a stira? When Reb Shimon said earlier on Tana, Echad Shetei Afiyosa B'Tana, V'Echad Shehei Hekdeshim B'Tana, Hekdeshim B'Tana doesn't mean that when you put the Shtei Alechem or the Mincha, the Minchas Mafei Tana, or the Lechem upon him inside the oven gives a Kedusha. That's not what he meant. Shehei Hekdeshim, when he's Makdashit, when he is saying the Yerutzayim, the Rabbi Yishlag, Hini Mukhram Zuman, I'm now giving the Mafei Tana. He should go and say, I'm giving a mincha that a miyat Hashem will be a mafei taner. I don't want to bring a minchas soivis. I don't want to bring a minchas machvas or marcheshes. I want a mincha that's going to be l'shem taner, that's going to be baked, and a taner, that's my mafei taner.
So their point becomes susceptible to being possible, Lina?
No.
When
Kedusha is dumb, it doesn't get Kedusha
sagot. So when you have something that has, so the lechem upon him,
And the
pasul belina. If they're not makdish in the kli, then they don't become pasul belina.
It sounds right, but I couldn't tell you authoritatively. Our Gemara just said they don't become pasul b'yotze because it didn't get a kedusha saguf.
Okay.
Anyway, so when does it get a kedusha saguf? Is the choyra the lechem putim when you put it on the shulchan? It gets a kedusha saguf. Where am I taking this from? This is a Rashi we had a few blad ago, where Rashi said that the Kedusha comes when you put it on the Shulchan. Mm-hmm. And therefore that would be the Kedusha at that time. Who is that, Rashi? Here Rashi, Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Rashi says, "V'shemin l'Rabbi Akiva." Rashi is about 10-12 lines from the top of the Yomit, 10-12 lines from the top of the V'shemin l'Rabbi Akiva.
Thank you.
Rabbi Akiva is the one that said in the Mishnah and the Gemara on the fourth line, "Rabbi Akiva the Yomit Midas Yovish Loynis Katsha." So therefore, says Rashi, "Midos L'Kamon Kivin the Lav Kedushi Ad Sheisadrena B'Shulchan." Until you put it on the Shulchan, it doesn't get the Kedusha. So L'Chayr, that's when the Lechem Pana gets the Kedusha, according to Rabbi Shimon as well. That's from Rabbi Akiva. L'Chayr, Rabbi Shimon would hold the same. When would the Shtei Alechem get the Kedusha? At the time of the Hakrova of the Shtei.
The Shchita of the...
It depends. The Chayr is totally in the Shaila we had before. When is the Zika, Legabe, the Din of the Shtei Alechem? According to everybody, it's as a result of the Shchita.
Right.
Not everybody. That was a Machlokes also, whether maybe it's a Shchita, Mitzvah, Zika, Tzedamen. But the Gemara had a Shaila where the Tanufa also gives it the ultimate Kedusha, the Zika, the connection. And therefore, this is Ovan. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. How do you like Minchas Mafe Loyovi Mechza? Remember, you had a Machlokes in our Mishnah, where according to the Tanakama, you could only bring 10 Chalois Matzais or 10 Rekikin. Reb Shimon said you could bring 5 and 5. Turn around. Says in the pasuk, "V'chi sakriv." Pasuk is "V'chi sakriv korban mincha mafi tana." Aha. Okay. Number one, kishet takriv. Last is dvar reshus. Number one, he wants to go and tell you that "V'chi sakriv" is you never ever have to bring a private korban mincha. You want to bring korban mincha? Gezimtahai v'chi sakriv. But if you don't want to, you never have to. Your whole life you can go without. You can't go your whole life without davening mincha, but you can go your whole life without bringing a korban mincha. V'chi sakriv is a dvar reshus. Korban mincha. What now it says in the pasuk korban mincha? Om Rabbi Yehuda, maybe this goes together. Last is varishu is korban mincha. Or maybe it goes right. Anyway, the pasuk is v'chisak of korban mincha. What do I learn by it? Om Rabbi Yehuda, minayin lo imar elay minchas mafish lo yovi mechze chalat mechze. You can tam lo imar korban mincha. So taka the korban mincha is going on the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that do not put together 5 chalas and 5 rekikin, but rather have only 10 chalas or 10 rekikin, because it's korban mincha. Korban echad ma'atilcha v'lishnayim v'shloisha kabanis. But the fact that it says korban mincha, one korban, don't mix and match 5 and 5, one korban of 10 chalas or one korban of 10 rekikin. That was the Tana Kama of our Mishnah. Reb Shim, Omer Reb Shimon, says Reb Shimon, chinema korban, shnei pa'amim, v'leinema ela korban echad. It only says the word korban mincha one time in this pasuk, and the number by chalis urakikin, and the pasuk continues on. Let's look at the pasuk again. Number one, v'chisakriv korban mincha mafitana. A person is bringing a korban mincha, a singular korban mincha. What is he bringing? He's bringing solus chalis matzis belulus b'shemen urakikin matzis meshuchim b'shemen. Says Reb Shimon, the pasuk pshat the pasuk is that the mafitana includes both the chalis belulus and the urakikin matzis. And that's korban echad, and therefore meyata. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, you have 3 options. Rotzel havi chalois, maybe. If you only want to bring chalois, no problem. Rekikin, maybe, no problem. You want to bring mechza chalois and mechza rekikin, also no problem. Also maybe, and therefore you have 3 choices. Now, when you're doing the chalois and the rekikin, shteita on the Gemara uboilalon. Rashi adds poisison umarvan. You have to go and crumble it up. And then you go and mix the crumbs from the chalis and the rekikin. Now, we're going to have a machloikas later on exactly how they did the psisa. According to one man, the Yama, they did 2 and 4, that they folded over and they folded again, which would therefore, the choyde not be the pshat of the chalis and the rekikin, because by folding a chalim, by folding a matzah, it doesn't become united like one chumet. The boilanon gives the sense of it that now you mix the two together. The reason why we're mixing two together is because we have to put a kmitza on the mizbeach, the kaibitz mishnayim. So therefore, the chur, the psisa that Rashi is talking about and that Reb Shimon is talking about is the real crumbling by grinding it and crushing it into little pieces, just like our matzah meal that you buy in the boxes. Where does matzah meal come from? Nobody bakes matzah meal. You go and bake matzahs, and then you grind up, crush up the matzahs until they become matzah meal.
If it's one korban, what does it matter if the entire kmitza is taken?
That's the bidyevit. So Zoktoch Yetz Reb Shimon. Mechze chalas, mechze rekikin. Maybe you bring them both, 5 and 5, if that's your desire. Uboilan, and you crumble it up, and now you mix it all together into one chulent. The koymitz v'shtem, you take a kmitza from both of them together with one hand from both. V'mekometz v'yolim v'yodim v'yachar al shneim. What happens if he didn't do a good job of mixing them, and only one of the two was also, it's all good. L'chadchila, try to do from both, because both of them are part and parcel of the same carbon. But yeah, but if you only did one, it's all good, because it's like a one carbon. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, coincidentally, is the son of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Kama of this Braisa, and he holds like his father. Don't bring 5 and 5 like Reb Shimon just said. And the next pasuk says, so now we have in this pasuk 3 times for our purposes the word v'chol. We have at the very beginning was v'chol mincha shetiyov batana. Then we have v'chol nasim v'cheshev yom machvas, and then we have v'chol mincha blul v'ashem v'chareiv. And therefore says the Gemara, ma v'chol ha'omer lamata, just like the 2 times that it says below, meaning the 2nd and the 3rd time, v'chol nasim v'cheshev yom machvas, and the blul v'ashem v'chareiv. Each time that v'chol is referring to shnei minim chalukim. Af v'chol ha'omer lamala, when it says v'chol mincha asher tiyof v'bataner, which means the mafitana dika, that's all to shnei minim chalukim. That you have one called the Chalais and one called the Rekikin, and never the twain shall meet. So that's the Raya of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda from the structure of the Pasuk and the consistency in style between the V'chol Lamata and the V'chol Lamala. So Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Shapir Kam Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, back early on the top of the Amud, says it only says the word Karban once. And after it says Karban once, it says V'chisakrif, Karban Mincha, you can go and bring Chalais Matzois or Rekikin Matzois. So the Choyer Reb Shimon is right that you have the option of bringing 5 and 5. Everything more. What does Reb Yehuda say? Amalach such Reb Yehuda kim dechsev b'shem b'shem and kimad chsev carbon carbon dummy. You see that the pasuk repeats the word b'shemen twice. It says chalis matzis bululois b'shemen urkike matzis mishuchem b'shomen. The Choyer would have been enough to say chalis matzis bululois urkike matzis mishuchem b'shomen. Why does it have to repeat b'shemen twice? Oh, to take a separate between the two and make them into 2 separate kabbalas. So the word bashamin is the subordinate, if you will, the agent of the word mincha, to identify that these are 2 separate menachas. This is one abelulus bashamin dika, this is a meshuchim bashamin dika, and these are 2 separate kabbalas. The bashamin tells you the 2. Yeah. Zogti Gemara, Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon answer to that? He says, "Eloikse b'shem b'shem and abemina davka mechze chalis umechze rekikin." I would think that perhaps the only option that you can go and bring a carbon minchas mafit taner is the 2 together as 1, the 5 and the 5. Not that you have 3 options, only chalis, only rekikin, and 5 and 5. Maybe you can only bring 5 and 5 because the Torah is okta carbon echad for the 2 together. That's why I have the Shem B'Shemen to go and tell you, it gives you a little bit of leeway to tell you that you have 3 options. You have the Karban Minchas Tana, the 2 together, 5 and 5, and you have Hashem B'Shemen. If you want, you can bring the Chalas alone or bring the Rekikin alone. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Haina Avur, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, which was the 3rd view in the Braisa, he's just repeating the same halacha of his father, the Tana Kama. It's true, he brings a different limud, but he says the same halacha. Is there a nafke mina lahalacha? Says Yimor, yes, ikimenai di'yavad. Di'yavad means like bidi'yavad. That there is a nafke mina. What's the nafke mina bidi'yavad? So let's look at the last Rashi here. Ikimenai di'yavad zog Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda di'yalef taima mi karbon echod. That he said that the pasuk refers to it as 1 carbon. So therefore, you got to bring either chalais matzois or rekike matzois. No, dievet ksheres. That's lichatchila, but b'dievet it's still kosher. Why? Because after all, like Reb Shimon said, it says karbon and refers to 2 together. Is b'dievet if you put 5 and 5, like Reb Shimon said, it's not the right thing to do. But b'dievet it's also kosher. However, Rabbi Yosef the Aleph, since he learned the v'chol v'chol from the v'chol lemata, the final v'chol lemata in our Gemara in the Psukim is v'chol mincha b'lul v'ashem and v'achareva. So Rashi, Rabbi Yosef the Aleph, b'lul v'achareva, ki hech le b'lul dehi minchas nedova v'achareva dehi minchas choyte. Afil b'dievet im irvan is psulois. If any shemen gets on the chareva, you're in trouble. Kidama, like we had in the pasuk liyosem aleh shemen, and you remember we had that sima even the koldu. It doesn't have to be on the sina because or pervias, even a koldu, the him some, it's possible. Since we're learning 1 b'chol from the other b'chol, it's like doin mino umino, just like the 2, the belula and the chareva, they shall never meet and never mix. Same thing is the tiofa bataner, the 2 different types of the matzis, of the chalis and the rekikin, also shall not mix, and if they do mix, it's possible even with the abed.
It must be 5 and 5. It can't be 3 and 7. Or
I don't know. I didn't see that. You have to look at the Mepharshim.
You say because it says mechza. Mechza always mean exactly.
No question. That's the taich in the Gemara. But whether Reb Shimon is so set in Davka 5 and 5 as opposed to 9 and 1 and 8 and 2, basically, you'd have to look at the Mepharshim. Had lochel menachas, and we start a brand new perek. Rabbi Shmuel Oimei, ready to say kaddish? It was okay. Yeah.
It's just coincidental that we were talking about Marcheshes and Marcheshbon.
You came a little bit late. You mentioned, in fact, Mendy was out at that time too. The Yismach Yisrael brings from the Koshes to Magid, and Barry already took a picture of it. So you probably already have it in your email, or you'll have shortly. That it says in Yismach Yisrael b'shem Koshes to Magid about Marcheshbon b'shem. Harham mikoshnitz zeicha tzadik levracha schis yigalani lama nikra shmoi mar cheshvin shatfilis mehayam neiroim misrachshin oid besvasa di Yisrael. That's the reason why our Gemara today on Gimel Cheshvin, right after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, why is it called mar cheshvin? I called cheshvin. Reason is because marachshin svasa, people are still mumbling with their lips the tfilis and the drushes and the toyres and everything that they heard, and they were in the soil recently in Chodesh Tishrei. Say it. Let me get invited. Zok to Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Leiman. Oymer hoye ba b'sholish mi sholish soin ubechoy mi chamish.
B'Shabbos.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
B'sholish.
I'm sorry. B'Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel is telling us the din of the Karban Oymer. When do you bring the Karban Oymer? Everybody knows that you are makter the Karban Oymer, or you bring the Karban Oymer, the Beis Mikdash, on the first day of Chol HaMoed. When do you cut the Oymer for purposes of the Karban Oymer? The night, meaning Leil, first day of Chol HaMoed, or Matzah, first day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. There's only one day Yontif. Matzah Yontif, that's when they go out into the field and they do the Ketziras Hu Oymer, and after they do the Ketzira, Ketzira being, of course, the harvesting and the cutting, then they have to do all the processes to make it quickly into barley meal, barley flour, to be able to go and bake it into the Karban Oymer all that night and that day, and they brought it early in the morning to be Matar the Chodesh, early for the Yidin. Anyway, so now when they brought this Karban Oymer, how large is the Karban Oymer? So the Pasuk says, V'Oymer Asiris Uefa, who? It happens to be a tenth of an Eifa. How much is an Eifa? An Eifa is 3 Sa'a. Mendy will tell you about Askelab Goidu. Anyway, so therefore, to go and produce 1 Isarai, Asiris Uefa, Asiris Uefa means an Isarai, you have to go and start off with a larger quantity. You can go and start off with a small quantity and then grind it and crush it and sift it and leave it and be left at the end with an Asiris Eifa. What you have to do is you have to start with a larger quantity. So Rabbi Shmuel tells us it depends when this is taking place. Most of the years, obviously, the first day of Chol HaMoed is B'chol. 6 out of 7 chances. Masha Enkin, there are some years where the first day of Chol HaMoed may fall out on Shabbos, on Friday night. Does it happen today? Chvaisish. But at least theoretically it could happen. Try it out.
First
anyway,
second
but when they were Miskadosh or Pira Iyer, it could happen?
Of course.
Good. So Rabbi Shmuel Leiman. Oymer Hoyebob is Shabbos, when the Oymer was brought on Shabbos, meaning when the Karban Oymer was brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Sunday, not on Sunday, on Shabbos morning, and so therefore the cutting of the Oymer was on Friday night. What did they do? They did it by cutting and then doing the winnowing and then doing the threshing and all the other things that you got to do. And now the final is the Harkada. Harkada means to sift it in a sieve, and they started off with Sholosh Soy. Mamish Asir Seifa. They start off with an Eifa 3 days. On Shabbos, on Friday night. Just like you're allowed to go and shecht Karbonis on Shabbos, the Karban Tumen and the Karban Musaf, even though that's Lametes Malachas. Abba Baruch Shalom said there are exceptions to the rule. Another exception to the rule is the Ktsira Sa'oimer was also mutter on Shabbos if Chol HaMoed fell out on Shabbos. First day Chol HaMoed. You couldn't do it early, it had to be done that night. So Oimer Ha'yibab B'Shabbos Misholis Soin from 3 Sa'a of Tvua. And Ubechoy, however, if the first night Chol HaMoed, when you're doing a Ketziras Oymer, then you go and cut 5 Sa'im. This is 3 and this is 5. during the week. You brought it from three. Now, intuitively, you understand why Rabbi Shmuel distinguishes between Choyl and Shabbos, because he wants to minimize the amount of malacha that you're doing, even though the malacha is mutter. The Torah says you do the Ketiris HaOmer even though it's Shabbos. Nevertheless, we want to minimize that malacha to the extent possible, and therefore only do three soin on Shabbos, even though during the week we'll do five. And then we'll explain more what's better, three, five, what the differences are. We'll see Mechim Shoy. The Chum said, no, three is universal during the week. On Shabbos, it's always the same. Now we're talking about a separate issue and a second issue. What does the Gemara mean to say? As we know, we had the famous machloikis legabe when is Shavuos, as well as when do you bring the carbon oimer, and that's all based on the same pasuk which we have Shabbos. In Pesach, where it says in the pasuk, Usfartem lechem mimochras Shabbos miyoy maviachem es oimer atenufa sheva shabbos is to me mois tiyanim. And the way the Baisusim and Tzedokim, the way they understood and the way they learned this pasuk was, sentences as far as lechem, he's supposed to start counting what we call Sfiras Oimer, Mimochras Shabbos, from the day after Shabbos. Day after Shabbos is Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, Yom HaViachem, Oimer Tenufa, Sheva Shabbos, and therefore Shavuos always falls out on Motzei Shabbos according to the Tzedokim. However, we the Chacham disagreed, and we said, Mimochas Shabbos doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, it means the day after Yontif. And therefore, the first day of Yontif, that Shabbos, because Yontif has rules and regulations like Shabbos, you have to be Shoyves Mimalacha. And therefore, Mimochas Shabbos means Matzi Yontif. That's when you do the Ktsiris Oim and you bring your carbon Oim. Aha. Ishakti Yimara, what happens now throughout the years? During the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they wanted to go and show by public demonstration that the Baisusim are wrong, and that the Perushim, that the Ar Chachamim were right, and therefore to make a Pirsum, instead of putting full page ads in the newspapers, what they had was that they made sure that it was much more ceremonious. In which respect, instead of just having one person involved in the harvesting, there were three people, and they took along three sickles, and they took along three baskets, or three boxes, to go and collect together the sauce, so that there should be much more of a commotion. Where are those three people going? So it should be much more of a person, as opposed to just one person individually. And that's very good. What about the Shabbos? Once again, Rav Chanina Skana Kahanan, he seems to hold like Rabbi Shmuel, and in fact, Mitchum, tomorrow's Gemara, the Gemara is going to say that perhaps Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanan, Omru Dover Echad, just like Rabbi Shmuel wants to minimize any potential malacha on Shabbos, that's why you do three saw, and not five saw. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanan says, same thing, don't take three people to go and cut and do the harvesting, have one person do it. B'Shabbos yinik to b'yachad, one individual, magalechad with one sickle, b'kupa achas, u'b'chol, b'shloish, b'sholish, kupa, b'sholish, magalas, three, three, three. It means respectively. Three people need three maglis and need three kupas. Each time there was always three, regardless whether it was Shabbos or on Chol. Even though the Chol you are causing more people to go and violate the Shabbos, it's not a violation. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you're allowed to do it. So therefore, the Chachom felt, as many times as possible, we should try to be mefarsim that these guys are wrong. And therefore, since this year, the first day Chol HaMoed fell out on Friday night and Shabbos, so it's not Motzei Shabbos, it's Shabbos, we want to punch the Baisusim in the nose and tell Baisusim, you don't know what you're talking about. It's Shabbos Kodesh and three people are cutting Shabbos. So you see, Mochas Shabbos means Mochas Yontif, it doesn't mean Motzei Shabbos. Good. Zoktibar. We start off with the first machloikis, the three sign and the five sign. And Vishlam Rabban, remember, say that both Shabbos and Chol, it's three. If you want to have a nice, beautiful carbon isoroin for your oimer, you start over three sun, it's enough. Obviously, you have to go and process them, but after you process it, and the final is the harkada, you sift the flour through the sieve. If you start over three sun, you got plenty of isoroin mufchur to bring your carbon, therefore, you never have to bring five, not even b'chor. El Rabbi Shmuel, my kasav, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Ikasav Yitzarim, muvcha liyasim lechamesh. If he says to get the perfect carbon, you have to have from five, in other words, if you started with five, and you left at the end with one isarain muvchar, I understand. But if that's the case of the Shabbos Nami, because after all, when you bring a carbon to the Rabbi Shalom, you should bring for the best. So why don't you have five even on Shabbos? Imishalish, see, if you're telling me you can bring an isar muvchar from three at Philip Bechol Nami, then why do you need five during the week? Why don't you learn like the Chacham, that Echad Shabbos, the Echad Choyl, Mishalish? Omer Rav HaKazam Rabbi Shmuel, isar muvchar, b'loi tircha osi mechamesh, b'tircha osi mishalish. If you want an isar muvchar, which should be relatively easy, in other words, you don't have to do too much back-breaking work in terms of sifting again and again and again. If you started with five, it goes relatively easy. And as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, it also comes out really triple A, best quality if you started with five. But tircha, if you want to toil a little bit more, as mishalish, adivus tachmuchin, you want to put in a lot of yigia, you can do it with three. That really comes out triple A, the best quality. V'Shabbos, the Chachamim felt mutav shiyarbe b'malacha achas beharkada v'al yarbe b'malacha isarbe, because even though you're going to have to do three more or five more times that you're going to sift the flour through the sieve to go and have a good quality oimer, however, I rather do that than engage in other malachis. What are the other malachis? So Rashi says on the second wide line, "Val yar malachis harbe sheyiktzor the yizra." Yizra means to winnow. The yivra, to go and choose, in other words, take off the chaff off of the good. The yidchan, to go and grind it. The yirakit is the final, that's the sifting. That's, you know, five separate malachis. So I'd rather do extra harkadois rather than five other malachas. And therefore, say the Chachamim, that's why, that's why Rabbi Shmuel says, better do it from three rather than five, even though the three will not be exactly on the same madreg as the five, but it will still be, it won't be triple A, it will be triple B, but it will still be nice and presentable for Kodesh Baruch. Omer Rabba, so now Rabba says, Rabbi Shmuel of our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishim, Rabbi Chaim Broika, in a separate, unrelated halacha, Omer Dovarecha, they both go with the same approach. The Sani, we learned in the Brice. So what happens if Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, which happens occasionally, even here in Chutzlah, and even here nowadays after Chorban Beis Hamikdash, and always causes so many different shailas, the whole Svarim and Kuntrasim that have been written about Erev Pesach Shechol Yoyos B'Shabbos. So what happens now? You have to go and shecht the Chorban Pesach. It's Shabbos, but that's the din b'mayada. You got to do it, so you shecht it. But now you have to take out the Aymerin and put it on the Mizbeach, and then ultimately you have to go and take out the Basar to cook and to roast for Pesach night. Okay, so it says that on Shabbos, mafshir es a Pesach ad hechoze. What you're supposed to do is, don't strip the entire animal on Shabbos. You want to minimize melacha, so only do it until the choze is the chest, that's the top part. Don't go be mafshir the entire animal on Shabbos. You'll finish it off on Matzah Shabbos. Then Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishim Rabbi Breik. V'chamayim ben Shabbos is cool. No, you should do the whole thing. So what? Since for all purposes that we need for Shabbos is to moitze the aymerin, put the aymerin on the mizbeach, you can take the aymerin out by just doing the top half of the animal without being mafshit kulay. So that's enough. Same thing is, since you can do it from three, don't be matriach to go and do it from five and have more malach. The chayyim both hold the same thing. So do you mind what's the right? If you do three instead of five, although it's not the same triple A quality as doing from the five, but there's no bizoyin, it's still a very, very nice carbon. If you're going to only be mafshit half of the hide and leave half as a hanging in the middle by the chazer, it's a bizoyin. Like Rashi says, it almost looks like an avela. Look at the last Rashi, bizoyin kachim. You're waiting until night. The dumbly can avail it. It's lying there as a halban avail it. And therefore, it's a bizoy. So it could be Arabi Shmuel would disagree with Rabbi Shmuel Benoish Rebechim Abraika. It's aim like the Rabbanan Zvirla. He would hold like the Rabbanan. You can be mafshit kulay. The bottom line is we finished off what the Rabbanu Shalom needs for today. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu need for today? The Emurim on the Mizbech. I took out the Emurim. I did my job. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, stop. Don't do anything more. What about cooking? We'll do that tonight. We'll worry about it then, but not now. Here it doesn't come out the perfect Tzerech Gevaya. It's very, very nice. It's a triple B carbon. But with Chomesh, we said in the Gemara, Shvicha Milza, it's still Shen, it's triple A. And therefore, I would say, Vitzorach Lachuli Shabbos, to make the carbon to be the best carbon, we should be Mechal Shabbos. Hey, Mikrofon, it's VLA. So therefore, Zot Yomar, we have no conclusive raya. The one Rabbi Shmuel holds like the other Rabbi Shmuel. Have a wonderful day. Good Shabbos, everyone.